USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After adding sanctions on exports from other countries and adding four additional banks to the list where assets will be blocked to Russia, President Biden was pressed by the media asking if the sanctions were enough since Vladimir Putin already has a full-scale attack going in Ukraine.
The sanctions we imposed exceed anything that's ever been done. The sanctions we imposed have generated two-thirds of the world joining us. They are profound sanctions. Let's have a conversation in another month or so to see if they're working.
Also in the news conference, Biden reminded America that no U.S. troops will be used directly against Russia and reiterated that we will continue to have serious problems at the gas pump. And average long-term U.S. mortgage rates fell slightly this week, 3 years. The average rate on a 30-year note declined to 3.89. A year ago, the long-term rate was 2.97%. This is USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
The amount of fraud throughout the United States is on the rise, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Americans are reporting more losses due to fraud last year. The FTC saying consumers reported losing nearly $6 billion to fraud in 2021. That's a 70% jump from 2020. Almost 3 million individuals filing fraud reports, the most in 20 years. About a quarter of those scams led to consumers losing an average of $500. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A helicopter operated by a military contractor crashed during a training mission in Hawaii, killing all four people on board, according to the U.S. Navy. The helicopter, a 58-foot-long Sikorsky S-61N, was supporting a training operation at the Pacific Missile Range facility on Kauai Island and was operated by the Kroman Corporation, an Oregon-based contracting company. The four people on the helicopter were all Kroman employees. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
If you're thinking about moving to a new city, there's a new report out that might help you. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A new study is revealing the most and least affordable U.S. cities to work and live in. Goodhire says Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Reno, Nevada, and Provo, Utah rank as the top three most affordable cities. On the other end of the spectrum, Los Angeles, Hartford, Connecticut, and Corpus Christi, Texas top the least affordable list. The study factored in available job opportunities, housing prices, and earning potential when compiling the rankings. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Pregnancy-related deaths for U.S. mothers climbed higher in the pandemic's first year, continuing a decades-long trend that disproportionately affects black people. Overall, in 2020, there were 24 deaths per 100,000 births, or 861 total, numbers that reflect mothers dying during pregnancy, childbirth, or the year after. In 2019, the rate was only 20 per 100,000. Among black people, there were 55 maternal deaths per 100,000 births, almost triple the rate for other races. The report from the National Center for Health Statistics does not include reasons for the trend, and researchers say they've not fully examined how COVID-19, which may increase the risk for severe illness in pregnancy, may have contributed. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.